This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. Scientists say, based on years of observation and data gathered in northern Bering Sea, they can see warming waters and biological changes going further north. KNOM's Davis Hovey reports that this seems to indicate a shift in the northern Bering from one type of ecosystem to another.
It's like taking a balloon, and you blow up the balloon and you squeeze the bottom of it, and this is the south. And what you do is you're expanding the north, and that's what's happened.
That was Jacqueline Gribmeyer with the Maryland Center for Environmental Science. She has been studying areas south of St. Lawrence Island for the last 30 years. And although she hasn't studied north of the island for as long, her research has concentrated on both areas, which make up the northern Bering Sea. Gribmeyer mostly studies the benthos, which is the flora and fauna that live on the bottom of the ocean. That includes animals in the sediments like crabs, clams, and worms. South of St. Lawrence Island, Gribmeyer says there is a trend of statistically declining clam populations, but there is no trend yet further north. Her hypothesis is that the northern Bering Sea is changing from the bottom up. Gribmeyer says some of the benthic organisms have moved 10 to 20 kilometers north in recent years, and if they continue moving north, then the larger marine mammals that eat them, like walruses or whales, will also move.
If they can, but, you know, the territory can only go from 100 meters to 100 meters, right? But they have certain types of food they want to eat. So, like, gray whales really don't want to be eating worms. I guess they could suck them up, but traditionally they're always wanting these fat lipids. It's like eating lobster versus eating some skinny thing.
Through a network called the Distributed Biological Observatory, or DBO, different teams of international scientists have measured and shared data from the northern Bering Sea for years. They focus on an array of factors like salinity, temperature, chlorophyll concentrations, and much more. In addition to these long-term studies, Gribmeyer embarked on a research voyage to collect more data earlier this summer on a Canadian icebreaker. During her trip, Gribmeyer studied gray whales' feeding habits north of St. Lawrence Island, the areas where walruses eat in the Chukchi Sea that are being affected by sea ice loss, and the changing locations where diving sea ducks can find ice to rest on. Gribmeyer and other scientists are observing cod, pollock, and other bottom feeders coming up from the southern Bering Sea as they move further and further north. This reinforces the belief that the thermal cold water barrier south of St. Lawrence Island is gone. Gribmeyer says this study and her upcoming research on board the Coast Guard cutter Healy could help scientists better identify ecosystem shifts and trends happening in the northern Bering Sea. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.